Kato couldn't bear to see Debbie's distress. He left his hiding place and, at the risk of being seen, trotted up to her just as she stepped out onto the graveled driveway. The little bear touched her lightly on her hand, and the petite girl looked down in surprise. Kato lifted a paw to his mouth and beckoned to Titi and Hemi. The three young friends gently pulled Debbie to the side. The little bear whispered urgently,
"Hiya, Debbie. Don't be afraid of us, okay? We're trying to save our doggy friends. Your Fufu's going to put them to sleep because he doesn't like them."
"No, Papa wouldn't do that."
"But look at those dust in the boxes, Debbie."
"Yes, Debbie, look."
Kato slipped a small paw into the girl's trembling hand.
"Please help us, Debbie. Your Fufu will listen to you."
A terrified howl split the tense air.
"Oh no, he's caught Buster. We must hurry. He's putting him inside the first chamber."
Debbie hobbled ran as quickly as she could into the warehouse.
"Papa, please, no. Papa, please."
The plucky girl panted up to Mac as he started to pour a bottle of chloroform solution into the glass chamber filled with cotton wool. Inside the chamber, Buster, the Scotty, scrabbled desperately at the glass panel. Debbie grabbed her father's arm with all her strength, jerking the bottle away. She turned quickly, wrenched open the door of the glass chamber. Buster leapt out and scampered away. Behind her, Kato, Titi and Hammy rushed towards the cages, pulling open doors as they passed. The strays spilled out of their prisons, jostling and yelping as they dashed for freedom. The three young friends pushed their way through the tide of milling dogs. It was imperative that they reached Shelley, still trapped within her locked cage. Caught off balance by Debbie's desperate pull and distracted by the commotion made by the escaping dogs, Mac stumbled and grabbed at the edge of the table for balance. The heavy brown bottle slipped from his fingers and smashed with a sickening crack on the hard cement floor. The table tipped over, breaking the remaining bottles. Immediately, a pungent cloud of numbing fumes erupted from the river of volatile chloroform and engulfed the man and child. Debbie gagged for breath and fainted in her father's arms. Choking and coughing, Mac staggered weakly away from the deadly zone, carrying the little girl. But the fumes were too strong. A few feet away from the doorway and fresh air, he collapsed on the floor. Debbie sprawled on the ground beside him. Kato and Titi wrestled desperately with the wire on Shelley's cage as the invisible, ominous cloud of gas streamed thickly towards them. Hammy, who being the smallest and most easily overcome by the fumes, chittered feverishly from a safe distance away, helpless to do anything else but watch his friends battle danger. Finally, the wire snapped, and Shelley burst from the cage as the first deadly fingers touched them. Holding their breath, the friends dashed towards safety. Reaching the little girl and man, Shelley waffed urgently to the other dogs who had gathered outside the warehouse.
"Woof, woof! Come on, guys! Help us drag them out!"
Heaving and panting, Bear, Tiger Cub, Hamster and dogs half-pushed, half-dragged the unconscious Mac and Debbie away from the warehouse and into the driveway. Taking deep gulps of fresh air, the dogs and their young friends soon recovered from the nauseating fumes. Glad to be free again, Shelly Welly wagged her tail delightedly. She nuzzled Kato's ears till the little bear giggled from the tickles. Turning to Titi and Hammy, she gave each of them a huge wet lick from chin to head. For once, Hammy was too happy to protest against such excessive exuberance. The other dogs swarmed around, barking and yelping to express their gratitude for their brave little friends. Mac groaned and opened his eyes. As the haze passed in his mind, he sat bolt upright in horror.
Debbie?
No!
Kato looked at his friends and walked up bravely to Mac.
Mr. Mac, I think Debbie's all right. Look, she's opening her eyes.
Papa.
Yes, baby girl, you're all right. Everything's okay.
But the dogs, Papa, and there's a talking bear, tiger cub, and hamster.
Kato trotted up to Debbie and kissed her gently on her cheek.
Hiya, Debbie. I'm Kato, and these are my friends, Hammy and Titi. That pretty doggy there is Shelly Welly.
Turning to Mac, the little bear continued earnestly.
Shelly was just helping me to find my way home. She and her doggy friends would never, never hurt anyone, you know. They dragged Debbie and you out of the nasty gas.
Mac rubbed his throbbing temples and gazed long and silently at the surrounding circle of expectant and worried faces. Debbie tucked a warm little hand into his palm and hugged him.
Don't worry, Papa. He really does speak. Please forgive the doggies.
But they hurt you.
Mac looked uncertainly at his daughter, his instinctive affection for dogs warring with the fear for his child's safety and anger at the pain she had suffered.
That was a very bad dog. These are good doggies. You know they are, Papa.
Another long pause, which stretched into minutes. A million chaotic thoughts flitted through his mind as Mac visibly struggled to reconcile his conflicting feelings.
Yes, forgive them.
He remembered smiling proudly as a three-year-old Debbie bravely patted her first dog, a gentle Great Dane that towered over her.
No, they hurt her.
You can't kill all dogs and change what's happened. They saved Debbie and you.
Sensing Mac's confusion, Shelly Welly crawled slowly towards him, thumping her tail gently on the ground. Tentatively, she licked his hand, which hung slackly by his side. When he didn't flinch and recoil, the intelligent little dog snuck a cold nose under Mac's fingers, inching her way till her entire muzzle was nestled in his hand. Shelly whined softly, flattened her ears, and looked trustingly at Mac with her big brown puppy eyes. Long moments passed as man and dog communed silently in an age-old ritual of bonding. Gradually, a tiny dam seemed to burst within Mac's hardened heart. Hesitantly, he rubbed Shelly's ears, and as the dog's tail wagged harder and faster, he finally laughed, a shaky but clear chuckle that made Debbie smile.
Papa, I knew you'd like Shelly Welly.
The little girl wriggled in delight as her father scooped her into his arms for a bear hug.
Which hole's smashing?
Okay, Debbie, but that doesn't mean that we don't have problems with some stray dogs. But from today, what we'll do at this dog pound is to help people understand what it takes to be a good pet owner.
Turning to the dog surrounding him and looking especially at Shelly Welly, he grinned.
Is that a deal?
Kato was so delighted that their adventure had ended well that he danced a gleeful little jig all around the driveway, much to the amusement of his friends, Mac and Debbie. Suddenly he stopped as his tummy rolled out a loud rumble.
Are you hungry, Kato?
Yes, I am. But who? I also want to go home now.
The little bear admitted, thinking longingly of his comfy home with his special sunflowers.
Well, I can certainly do something about that, little bear. Hop in the truck. Let's all send you home.
He lifted Debbie carefully into the front seat and deposited Kato in her lap, followed by Titi. He grabbed Hammy around his tummy, but paused in surprise as Hammy squeaked indignantly at him, whiskers twitching in agitation.
Unhand me! Royal Imperious hamsters are never carried by their tummies. We are carried in stately fashion in both palms, suitably cupped to ensure our safety.
Mac shook his head as he laughed heartily along with the others.
As you wish, Your Royal Highness.
Once Hammy was comfortably perched on his favorite position on Kado's shoulder, Shelly Welly squeezed into the last remaining bit of space on the front seat. She barked reassuringly to her doggy friends.
Woof, woof, woof! Woof! Stay here! You're safe now! I'll be back as soon as I can! Woof!
Mac climbed into the driver's seat of the big black truck, which no longer looked monstrous to the young adventurers. He turned the ignition, and the truck came to life with a powerful roar. Timothy Tiger gazed in wonder at the knobs and levers that sprouted from the dashboard, his handsome tail twitching as his paws itched to delve into the workings of such magnificent machinery.
Do you think that one day I could take apart your truck, Titi?
No, you may not take it apart, Titi, but you can certainly examine it carefully.
Okay, just trying, Titi.
Now, little bear, just where do you live?
It's near where you caught Shelly Welly, the house with my special sunflowers.
Before long, the truck pulled up by the quiet house nestled among a sea of sleepy sunflowers. For it was very late at night, certainly long past the bedtime of our young friends. Debbie said a quiet goodbye to her newfound friends, who promised to visit the pound the very next day. Mac walked to the front door and knocked three times. Shelly sat expectantly on the doorstep. Hammy perched on Titi's head, holding on to the Tiger Cub's ears in anticipation of this long dreamt of moment. Kato hopped excitedly from foot to foot as the porch light came on. The door opened, and there was Fufu, tall and handsome. Behind him, with her short hair ruffled on end, was Mama, slim and attractive. Kato lifted his blue paws high in the air.
Mama!
His little heart was happy at last, for he was home.